This week, Lee County commissioners got together to talk about ongoing Hurricane Irma recovery efforts. WGCU's Quincy Walters reports county officials are requesting additional help from the federal government.
Lee County's Board of County Commissioners sent a letter to the White House this week saying the county needs more money and more flexibility from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. But in the meantime, progress is being made in the cleanup process. Over 500,000 cubic yards of vegetation debris has been picked up, and now Lee County's Natural Resources Director Roland Ottolini says research and analysis are being done on how to mitigate the risk of flooding in areas like Bonita Springs, where residents contended with flood conditions for weeks after the hurricane passed.
We're out there assessing the area right now. A lot of the larger fixes you hear about, you know, types of berming here, diverting there, structural improvements can be very costly. So we need to make sure that what we're investing in is actually going to be a beneficial return. Now, are we indeed going to lower flooding events?
But Commissioner Larry Kiker, who represents Bonita Springs, Estero, and Fort Myers Beach, admits he gets weary hearing talk of research when his constituents are still dealing with property loss.
I think that as soon as I hear the word analysis, consulting, and all of this, that we're fixing to run into a bureaucratic wall and nothing's going to get done. And in essence, I think people need to take comfort in the fact that things are being done.
Commissioner Frank Mann says in the future, development needs to stop happening on wetlands and flood-prone areas.
When you get a 12 or 15-inch rain event over a short period of time, we find out that Mother Nature is still in charge. And indeed, these are still swamps, and they will still flood, no matter that they look like a condominium or a shopping center.
In Lee County, over 100 people remain in the Estero shelter, which closes Saturday. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Fort Myers.